How is it that after more than a decade as lieutenant governor, David Dewhurst finished 13 points behind Dan Patrick and is now scrambling to keep his job?
I don't think our ads connected with people as well as I wanted them to.
Dewhurst blames poor communication on the airwaves and in person.
I haven't done a very good job of getting out and telling the people of Texas what we're doing, why we're doing it, and opening up and telling people who David is.
That's what Dewhurst is trying to do now as he races to close the gap.
First of all, I want to make sure that the voters understand that things just don't happen in the legislature, and it takes a proactive effort to get things done.
Dewhurst says his goal in Wednesday's WFAA debate is to remind voters that during his watch, taxes were cut and the Texas economy outperformed other states. He says he also wants to show a contrast between himself and his opponent. It's something he's tried to do with television attack ads that claim Patrick didn't pay taxes, pocketed employees' federal income tax withholdings, and hid assets during a bankruptcy.
All we're doing is We're quoting things he's said, things he's done from newspapers, from TV shows.
Patrick claims Dewhurst's ads are filled with lies and reminds that Dewhurst went through a bankruptcy, too. But it's been 30 years since all of that happened. So why does Dewhurst believe it still matters?
It matters only if this is a pattern, Shelley. It matters only if this is simply an example of character, because if we're both real conservative and we both agree with each other on policy 98% of the time, then it's a question of who has the character and the ability and the vision to lead this state forward over the next 4 years. And I submit on the facts, it's me.
Dewhurst says the matter of character includes releasing federal income taxes, something he's done, but Patrick hasn't.
Let the people of Texas see what you're trying to hide. You're trying to hide something.
Dan Patrick has fired back with his own ads, questioning Dewhurst's record on immigration. It's a theme he's sure to continue when the two candidates face off. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.